In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read The Moon by Frankie Elliott from her collection of poems, Stories of People Who Hate Love, and Other Electrical Activities of the Heart. The Moon. It's midnight when a disheveled woman stops me on Hollywood Boulevard and says, "There's a full moon tonight, and I can't find it. I'm going to call the police and ask them where it is." I look up. And there it is, unmistakable, as always. I point, and her head of white hair turns toward the sky. She shakes with relief. "There you are, you tricky motherfucker," she says to the moon. The moon doesn't respond. As I walk away, I realize I may not have found love in the corner booth with the shy law student, and I may not know why cactus flowers only bloom at night, and I may not have the answers to many things that leave me empty. But tonight, I found the moon for a stranger, and it was rich with the milk of human kindness. Thank you. And on to the commentary for The Moon by Frankie Elliott. It's a nice story. That's why I read it. And as I've said many, many times on this podcast, and I'm probably going to say it many more times, Frankie Elliott's poetry is just fun to read. And not just fun to read, but fun to reread. This book came out Valentine's Day last year. And it's a book that I just keep rereading and keep coming back to. And I mean, her work, both Piano Rats and Stories of People Who I Love, have provided a number of episodes. I think I've read Frankie Elliott's poetry more than any other poet on this podcast. And it's just because she has so many good pieces of writing that they're fun to read and they're fun to read aloud. And this one's a great story. You just imagine the narrator's walking down. I have never been to Hollywood Boulevard, but she's walking down the street and this disheveled lady rocks up and says, "I can't find the moon. I'm going to call the cops. See if they know where it is." Which, I mean, where I live, that's a perfectly reasonable scenario. Perfectly believable scenario. And then you get the rest, the moon doesn't respond, and then the next part of the scene is you kind of get a glimpse into the rest of the narrator's night. Not so much life, but night. A dinner date or drinks with a law student. The narrator in this has no gender, so you can either think it's the poet herself, or you can put yourself in it and be the guy or girl or whoever who has a date with a shy law student. And I mean, I don't know why cactus flowers only bloom at night, and there are lots of answers that can, leave a person empty. But then it ties it off, all that kind of life and experience and kind of thought processes. Ties up quite nicely with, "But tonight I found the moon for a stranger, and it was rich with the milk of human kindness." And it's just this kind of nice little scene, but it's showing you a whole evening and kind of glimpse into it, the narrator's sort of life and the way they think. But it's such a short poem, it's only 19-20 lines long, but it tells you so much and it does so much, all while still being fun to read and fun to reread, which is again why I really enjoy reading Frankie Elliott's work. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to me read and talk about The Moon and Frankie Elliott's poetry. So that's it for me for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. As ever, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. It means a lot. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.